You are listening to a Sunday sermon from St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Bellevue, Washington. We are a community that seeks God's presence, serves Christ and others, and grows together in faith. Welcome to our podcast.
The following sermon was recorded on March 10th, 2019, the second Sunday in Lent, by the Reverend Alfredo Ferragrino, mission developer at Our Lady of Guadalupe in Seattle.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me, 'Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day I must be on my way, because it's impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
It's with great pleasure I welcome Father Alfredo to our pulpit, and he is the mission developer at, I love that phrase, mission developer, it sounds like you're on the move, and you are. Our Lady of Guadalupe is an Episcopal community in Renton, and I guarantee you after you hear his sermon, you'll never feel the same about foxes.
There is a beautiful phrase by the poet Antonio Machado. He says, "Traveler, there is no road but the one that you create as you keep on walking." And I love to walk. In fact, one of my preferred forms of meditation is the walking meditation. Most of the ideas for my sermons come from walking. I did thousands of steps for this one around the Green Lake. Believe me, more than 10,000 steps, 3 miles. So it's interesting to note, during this walking meditation, during this process, how a new wonder suddenly reveals itself. The smell of the flowers, the whisper of the wind, or the beauty of the magnificent blue sky. So I would say that is during our walks, our travels, and our journeys, that we discover the unexpected. We discover the unforeseen. We discover the unpredictable. It is by walking that we are open ourselves to discover where God is at work. The passage of the gospel that we hear today takes place during Jesus' journey, a journey on his way up to Jerusalem. It is in this journey that the majority of the parables and teachings of Jesus are found. This is a journey where Jesus will eventually give up his life for the sake of God's kingdom. And it's during this journey on his way up to Jerusalem when some Pharisees told Jesus to get away from here. Get away from here. To get away from here. Warning Jesus that Herod, the ruler, wanted to kill him. The ruler from the Jerusalem. They wanted to kill him. We do not know what the real intentions of the Pharisees were. What we know is that through all the Gospels, the Pharisees, along with the scribes, always wanted to sabotage Jesus in some way, trapping him into saying or doing something to get him arrested, and to remove him from the map. They wanted Jesus gone. This is clear. But Jesus knew that in order to fulfill God's plan, he could not be distracted or torn away from the path that was set before him. Jesus knew that he had to complete his work and go to Jerusalem to fulfill his calling. A calling where he will confront the structures of oppression and proclaim God's dream, a dream of justice, peace, and love for all. Yes. Like Jesus, we are all on a journey. Like Jesus, we are all on a journey. And sometimes, during our journeys, we encounter stumbling blocks. We encounter obstacles. We encounter walls. So I wonder, how many times have you experienced people who attempted to convince or encourage you to abandon your journey or abandon your dream? How many times did you hear as a child that you were not good at something? That you were not good enough to play an instrument you dream of playing? How many times? Or that you were not good enough to play the sport that you dreamed of playing? How many times people told you that you were in the wrong place and that you did not belong there? I wonder, how many times have you experienced people who convince or encourage you to abandon a goal, an aspiration, or a plan? This is what happened to Jesus when the Pharisees told him to get away from here. To get away from here. You know, the Pharisees, warning about Herod, offered Jesus an opportunity to back away from his mission. To back away from his true calling. But rather than back away, Jesus moved forward in his commitment when he was challenged. Jesus was firm in his response, declaring his intention very clearly without hesitation to complete his work. And this may surprise us, coming from Jesus. He actually calls Herod a fox. A fox. A metaphor that paints Herod as a sneaky and devious man. Fox. Yes. Many times, if we hesitate, if we pause and listen to the foxes, this makes us go into fear. This makes us go into fear and move away from our goals, making us abandon our dreams. Fear can easily deceive us. And when this happens, everything seems to be impossible. Perhaps we have fears of not being good enough, fears of not continuing with our dreams, or simple fears of failure. I have to admit that this is a fear that I struggle with, the fears of failure. Fear does not let us see all the great possibilities, opportunities, and potentials in our lives. Fear does not let us see how God has been and continues to be active in our lives. Do you know what the word fear really means? Do you know the word fear? What really means? The word can be broken down into the following acronym. It's false evidence appearing real. Fear is false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. Do not be afraid, God said to Abraham, I am your shield. And the psalmist remind us of this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then should I fear? Yes, Jesus was not afraid. Jesus was not dissuaded by the Pharisees' attempt to plant fear. Yes, when we listen to the foxes, this can make us go into fear. But now, let me ask you a different and more challenging question. I wonder, how many times have we been the foxes of selves? Persuading, convincing, or encouraging someone to abandon a dream or a goal. I wonder how many times have we been foxes ourselves, telling our kids, spouses, friends, co-workers, or someone else that they are not good at something, that they are not good enough, or that it is pointless to believe in the calling that they have. I wonder, how many times have we been foxes ourselves, telling someone that they are in the wrong place and that they do not belong? I wonder, how many times have we been the stumbling blocks the stumbling blocks and obstacles for others and have caused fear in others, but encouraging their doubts. I wonder. And it is here, with the season of Lent, irrelevant. It is here with the season of Lent irrelevant, where by self-examination and prayer, we seek repentance. We seek repentance. You know, repentance means true conversion. This is what Jesus asked of us. Repentance means that we are not going to be foxes anymore. And that we will walk with God, and that we will walk with God in resisting evil, seeking and serving Christ in all persons, and striving for justice and peace among all people, and respecting the dignity of every human being. Yes, like Jesus, we are all on a journey. So make sure that you stop and smell the flowers, hear the whisper of the wind, and contemplate the beauty of the magnificent blue sky. Yes, like Jesus, we all are on a journey. And this journey can be difficult. But the good news is that Jesus is with us every way, every step along the way. The good news is like a Jesus is with us every step along the way. God is the light. God is the light and brings clarity that helps us see the way. God is light, and in Him, as the scriptures points out, there is no darkness at all. So, do not allow others to discourage you. Do not allow others to discourage you or doubt yourself. Do not respond with fear. And please pay attention. Please pay attention when you find yourself planting seeds of fear in others, placing doubts in their minds. And when you find yourself on a journey which includes a deep calling, especially when it is a calling to bring joy, to alleviate suffering, to stand up for someone, to welcome the stranger, to bring unity where there is division, do not be dissuaded. Do not be dissuaded. Remember, each of us is created to be a gift to the world, a gift to each other, and a gift to ourselves. We are created to be persons for others. And remember, take God with you wherever you go. And as we keep walking with God, remember to serve one another as Jesus did on his journey to Jerusalem.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org. www.sanctthomasepiscopalchurch.org.